This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
Stepping on board the IS-9 is nothing if not a roll of the dice. So, if you're going to take that chance, at least have some really gorgeous, high-quality, unique RPG dice to roll with. Fan Roll by Metallic Dice Games have classic metallic dice sets, but also gemstones, acrylic, liquid core, and even a glow-in-the-dark option that's super cool and super handy when you can't find any night vision goggles. So many colors, materials, and designs to choose from. Plus, listeners to this show get 10% off your order. I'm guessing as a sort of consolation prize for listening to this show. Just use the code OZ9 at checkout. Get dice that are as unique as you and your character. Go now to fanrolldice.com and choose your dice, Space Monkeys, and get 10% off with code OZ9 at checkout.
Phone for you, sir.
Did you wipe it off?
Of course.
Twice? Good. God only knows what goes on in those beard hairs of yours. Yes?
Tiberius? It's Southers. Good God, man. My Aunt Edie could take a chicken from last cluck to a bucket of extra crispy in the time it takes you to get on the phone!
I'm a busy man, Southers. My shoes won't put themselves in alphabetical order, you know. Would they?
No, sir.
Some folks who are squatting over in G2HQ, and they may have uncovered a thing or two.
Your dirty dealings are hardly my problem.
Well, you be sure and tell them that when they come a-banging on your front door.
They're coming here? Why? Are they grubby? Felonious, tell the men to prepare the hoses. My God, this place is becoming a regular hobo camp.
What are you talking about?
There's some strange woman here looking about in the bushes. No one's been able to get a good look at her, but I'm sure she's covered with germs.
Oh, God damn it, with a side of coleslaw. I wonder if that's who they keep yakking at on the phone. Look, I reckon they're on their way to you, but I'm hot on their tail, and I'll keep them away if I can. Just you get your boys busy hiding everything what needs hid, you got it? And find that woman!
Southers, it sounds strangely as if you're giving me orders.
My apologies, Tiberius. Let's call these very strong recommendations. But I seriously doubt our friends would take kindly to disruptions at this very delicate juncture.
You don't need to concern yourself about our friends. I hardly think a small horde of the unwashed is going to derail them after all this time. Just keep the grubby people away, Southers, or you know the consequences. Hang this up, Felonious.
How family?
Let's give it a 7.
What did he say?
Shut up and drive like your life depends on it, boy. Because mine does.
When we last left the IS-9... Okay, I gotta ask, why do you keep coming back? I mean, they've been taken hostage by mold, people. Mold. Beneficial it may be, but... And what the hell is an astromycologist? Is that even a thing? Fine, whatever. One documentary, BBC, that's all I'm asking. One. Oh, just skip to the end.
Dr. Brome. You said you were here to help with the mold. Then you said you were kidnapped. I'm confused. Which of these things is true?
It's a bit complicated. I'm sorry, could you stand a bit further back?
Oh, certainly. Like here?
You didn't actually move.
I assure you, I did. But if you're still uncomfortable... There. Is that sufficient?
Again, I don't think you moved
There's
at all.
There's a very important question on the table, Dr. Brome.
Yes. Very well. It's both. I was scheduled to be on the IS-9, hence the body tag, but we're in space.
We are on a spaceship. Where else would we be? 7012 for a Frosty?
I think you mean 7-Eleven there. Frosty's come from Wendy's. 7-Eleven is where you go for your standard Slurpee. Name's Howard. Good to meet you.
Can you die?
No. Now be quiet, both of you. Dr. Theo is speaking.
We shouldn't still be in space. The Oz-9 was secretly re-engineered by my people to be short-range only. It was supposed to circle the globe a couple of times for show, and then re-enter the Earth's atmosphere and come down unnoticed in Lake Michigan.
You didn't think anyone would notice a spaceship landing in Lake Michigan?
We planned to come down near Chicago. No one pays attention to anything in Chicago. Three people were beamed down for a dinner party in December of 2019 in Chicago. And no one thought anything of it.
Wait, wasn't that...
Ow!
How very irresponsible. Continue talking, please.
Oh. All right. The launch is now several weeks in the past, and we're still clearly in space. So something's gone very wrong. We've all been kidnapped. Where's your captain?
She's on her way.
She?
We had a rocky launch.
You're not Dick.
Not all of us are, you know. You don't put Dr. Friedrich von Habersetzer in charge of the AIs and expect consistency.
Can you at least wake up Engineer Matt, please?
Oh, it's not my fault.
What the hell's been going on up here?
I haven't heard any of this. Ask them what they planned for the Oz-9.
You've been launching questions at us for a while. Might we get you to answer a few?
If you promise to stop nibbling the mold.
Sorry. It's delicious. And doesn't seem to mind.
Nonetheless...
Greg?
What's the purpose of this ship?
He's here. Thank God. John, I'm Captain Madeline.
Leo.
I'm Captain Jesse.
His name is Theo. Theo Brome, like the mold. But I can know things too.
Two captains? How did that happen?
Gosh. Wow. Hi, I'm Madeline, captain of the Oz-9. Jesse was captain of the 6748, but it blew up. We rescued her. Before the blow-up, I mean. Or she'd be dead.
My God, Mad Pants, reel it in. Name's Jesse James. I hear you know about molds.
I prefer not to shake hands, actually. People tend not to let go, and it can get quite uncomfortable.
Go on, mate. Give us a headbutt.
I beg your pardon?
Yes. Threats of violence is how the Scottish flirt.
Shut your gaggy.
Could we perhaps return to the subject at hand? Dr. Theo was telling us about Lib Matchsticks.
Lake Michigan.
Who cares? Please, just talk more. Dr. Theo.
Did you never question the fact that the terraforming equipment has been removed? Or that there's not enough food for a 25-year journey for the crew? Or that the ship is... if you'll excuse me. Crap?
What are you talking about?
Where... Now, who's talking?
The bucket.
Oh my God, there's a floating bucket and it talks.
No, that's Colin. He's invisible. And holding a bucket.
I need to sit down.
Let me just get you a chair there. With me. Here you go, Doc.
Ouch! Can you seriously not see the bucket?
Find out who he's with. None of this is making sense.
Dr. Brome, I think we might need you to start at the beginning.
My God. The pods. How long have we been up here?
Honestly, I don't think anyone's been keeping track. Emily? Other head?
Name's Howard, thank you very much.
We're going with Howard, huh? Okay. Any idea how long we've been up here?
Unfortunately, no. Every time we are shut down and rebooted, our clocks reset.
Olivia?
No idea. AT&T's signal is crap out here. What about the pods?
They were only set to last a few days, maybe a couple of weeks. We were going to thaw them out once we got back to Earth. Oh my God. You must have lost thousands by now.
Including my husband.
But you have a husband?
Well, not anymore. Wait, why wouldn't I?
Maybe let's leave the personal stuff for later.
Did you say there's not enough food?
Of course, that's your primary concern.
No, there's not. Most of the stuff that was loaded on here was meant to go to the bottom of Lake Michigan. So it was either junk or a joke. I mean, who would be stupid enough to eat fugu that was not prepared by an expert?
So what I'm hearing is there's going to be a lot of mopping in the pod bays.
We need to get this ship back to Earth immediately.
Wait, no. No, that's not right.
So, is Dr. Theo a bad guy? He doesn't seem like it.
Excuse me?
Damn, that was my outside voice, wasn't it?
I assure you, I'm one of the good people. My team is trying to help.
Help? Help do what? Drown us all in Lake Michigan?
Not at all. I'm sorry. It is deeply unsettling talking to a bucket.
It's deeply unsettling talking to Colin. This is actually a bit of an improvement.
I beg your pardon?
Who is his team?
Who's yours?
Damn it. That's it. I'm calling a meeting, and we're picking a name tonight.
Dick.
Olivia.
Apologies.
Accepted?
Olivia.
See how easy that was, Colin? Carry on, Doc.
Olivia, can you calculate how many pods have already gone dark?
Oh, I'd rather not.
I can't believe this.
Are we all going to starve?
No, I shouldn't think so.
Thank God.
We'll run out of oxygen long before then.
What?
If only we'd gotten the biosphere working. But we never thought you'd need it, so we basically filled it with dirt and compost.
But the biosphere is working. It's a disgusting swamp, mostly, but it's alive and has things growing in it.
What? Who did that?
We did. Look, put me on speakerphone.
You are not serious.
Poke around in the circuitry. You'll find it.
Confused? Me too. Just thought I'd let you know that.
This episode is brought to you by Shaker and Spoon. Captain's log, stardate, I don't know, there's like 140 stars within a mile of me, so we're going to skip that bit. We received a package today from a company called Shaker and Spoon, and Colin and Jesse are already face deep in the box. It has three recipes for creating cocktails, plus all the ingredients you need, minus the alcohol. As someone who's been gargling swamp hooch for the last how many forevers I've been up here, wow, we got the vodka brunch box. Each recipe makes 4 servings, and we've already had the blood and sage and the slow rush. So easy to make, even Greg the Zebra was tending bar, and the results were magnificent. If you're foolish enough to listen to this show, we've got an actual smart thing for you to do. $20 off any linked subscription if you go to shakerandspoon.com/oz9. Get a box delivered to your airlock each month and $20 off your subscription at shakerandspoon.com/OZ9. Enjoy, Space Monkeys. Captain out.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Well, that's excellent news. We should take the mold to the bioswamp. At the rate this sulfurophilous mesotrope is growing, it'll soon be too big for the bridge, and we won't be able to get it out the door.
You can't go back to Earth.
Whoa, Greg. I thought you stopped playing with the voice modulator.
That wasn't me. That was Julie.
And who, might we ask, is Julie.
You can't go back to Earth. I'm sorry. We didn't know about your plans, or you, whoever you are. But if you go back now, you doom the entire galaxy.
If we don't, humanity will be wiped out. Who are you?
Good people, I promise. Just the other good people. We probably should have talked before now.
I hope at some point there's going to be a flowchart. How exactly is anyone supposed to narrate this mess? I've seen candy-crazed five-year-olds tackle a piñata with more thought and organization. If, as Theo and Julie claim, Earth, humanity, and even the galaxy are in the hands of the Oz9 crew, well, I'd like a hot dog and tater tots and cheesecake for my last meal, please, and a pack of Marlboros extra tar. On the bridge, Joe produces a wheelbarrow from Joe Only Knows Where, and the crew take turns whistling, clapping, holding out treats, and otherwise trying to coax the mold to get in. All but Le Bichon Frise, who slips out and makes his way to Dr. von Habesetzer's lab.
Allô? Allô? Monsieur le Docteur? Are you in here?
And then slips out of there, despite slipping not being strictly necessary, as he's alone, and makes his way to the sausage room where the doctor actually is.
Monsieur le Docteur?
Hmm? Ah, hello, my boy. What is happening on the bridge?
They are taking the mold to the bioswamp in one of those pushy things.
Pushy things?
Yes, with the wheel and the long handy-holdy things here and those other things you must constantly bang your leg against while you are pushing that thing.
Never mind. I am full of these sausages and I do not care. Why are you looking for me?
I am confused. Because while I am very handsome and the best assassin who has ever lived, and much, much better than the albatross, because I have many more points on the Assassin Guild leaderboard, and the only reason I am not at the tippy-top right now is because I am stuck on a spaceship while the hound dog and the minx are free to poison and strangle and stabby-stabby nilly-willy.
I am here in this chair, wondering if I shall grow old and die before he is reaching the point.
Fine! It is true that I am magnifique, but I am not a good person. You, I am thinking, are good. You are good. So I'm asking myself, why is he healing me?
Ah, you are getting smarter, all on your own. How is this happening? Is it the mold? Or the very uteral atmosphere on the bridge, You are like the new baby, starting over, perhaps.
You are goosing the question, I think.
Docking.
This does not make sense.
It is English, my boy. Making sense is not always possible.
Still, I am waiting for the answer.
Monsieur Le Bichon Frise, the answer is far more complicated than I have time to explain just now. As simply as I am able. At first, you were the backup plan. Now that Cal is no longer on the ship, I must rely on your skills.
Oh, so you wish for me to assassin everyone aboard so you can take over the Oz9?
Yes, all right. That sounds like something I might do. I don't know.
Excellent. I shall move up many spaces on the leaderboard. Two capitans is 4 points. Squiffy English fellow is worth 1 point. But he is invisible now, so I will get an extra point for difficulty. Leet is worth at least 9.
9 points, eh?
They are awarded by volume. Wait.
Hmm?
You said Cal was your first plan. But Cal would destroy the entire ship, which you are on. It is very difficult to take over a ship that is in pieces, especially if you are dead.
Yes, that is true. But there is the shuttle, yes?
The shuttle is very small and does not go so far.
You ask a great many questions, my boy. I have a shuttle of mine own, hidden. It is very big, very fast, very powerful. But now I no longer need it. You and I shall rule the, I don't know, world or galaxy or something, whatever. I am needing the nap.
Now that I am so clever again, I shall begin making the plans for the assassining. I shall make a chart on my wall with the pictures and the pins and the string. I have always wanted to do that.
Yes, yes. Very good. Pins on that.
Allons-y.
Are you all right, my boy? What has happened?
Oh, I've tripped over a bucket. Stupid Joe. I will kill him a lot.
By my calculations, the Oz-9 has been wandering around in space for approximately 2 months, though it seems like so much longer. In that time, the crew have failed to identify the night vision goggles that virtually litter the ship. They didn't realize that their food stores were well short of what it would take to get to a new planet, even if they had one in mind. They poisoned themselves with Fugu, doped up one of their own with lethal, uncontrolled superpowers, nearly suffocated themselves in a closed room with no oxygen supply, and still can't get to their bunks without assistance from the AI. And yet, they have survived attempt after attempt on their lives. Given all that, I can only imagine there must be some sort of quiet intelligence there.
Shut the door! Shut the door!
Where's the switch? I can't find it.
What's happening?
Cleek tried to pet the swamp gator and now it's making its way to the door. Shut the door!
Why the hell do you have an alligator on a spaceship?
To keep the wild boar population down.
Yep, I imagined it.
I hate to say this, but I really need to get back in there.
In there? Are you mad?
I must.
All right. I'll just nip in with you.
What?
We must. Theo says so.
Look, this body isn't organic. Why don't we go in?
Okay, what's this wee stuff? I'm not going back in there. Did you hear the size of that thing?
You're on the telephone. Remember?
Oh, God, you're right. Sorry.
I need to check for other species. Hostile ones.
More hostile than a giant, crazed swamp gator?
Well, yes. The gator can only kill one person at a time. The species I'm talking about will kill billions.
Of wild boars?
I suppose that depends on how you spell boars. He's talking about human beings, Leet. Dr. Theo, who is better equipped for exposition than anyone I've ever met, perhaps it's time to tell us what you're doing on the Oz-9. And what we're doing on the Oz-9.
We're taking 50,000 resting guests to their new home.
I don't think we are, Leet.
My God! My Sharpie!
What?
Look! It's coming towards me!
Wow! You're like Luke in Star Wars, using the Force to call your weapon?
Oh, shut up! It's me, you idiot! Captain Madeline. And I can't believe I'm saying this, but Albatross, I need to speak with you as well. Would you both go with me to the bridge?
Now?
Yes, please.
That sounds serious. If I could see you, would your brow be furrowed right now?
Down to my chin.
I'm sorry, but what's happening here is also serious. It's urgent I get back in there to be sure the mold is safe. Leet, it's impossible to see anyone when you're standing that close to me.
Oh, sorry.
So, could you move? Not closer?
Like this?
No, that's closer. Not closer is that way. Captain.
Fine, just take Greg with you. If nothing else, you can jump on his back if the gator gets too frisky.
Thank you.
Captain Madeline?
Yes?
Well, we need to talk.
As do we.
Dibs.
Dibs?
I had her first. You can talk to her next.
Looks like everyone needs to talk to the captain.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, Theo, whoever you are, Greg, former bomb, and Julie, whoever you are, get in there and make sure the mold is safe. Jesse, you keep watch out here and send in Emily and, Harold, was it?
Howard.
Right. Send in Emily and Howard if they get into trouble.
Got it.
Greg, do you have any sort of recording devices in there? Audio, if it's all you got. Video would be better.
I think so. I see a button with an old-fashioned movie camera on it. Oh, there's an 8-track player.
It looks low-tech, but it works, and it's unhackable. So I'll talk him through it.
Great. Lee, Joe, I could use some recon. Check out food stores. Get to as many pod bays as you can to see how many passengers we've got left. We're going to be up here longer than planned, so we're going to need to jerry-rig something to keep ourselves and them alive as long as we can. Grab von Habersetzer. He built a lot of this ship, so he'll know things we don't. Olivia?
Is that my fault?
What's not?
Oh, I don't know. But you only ever yell for me when something's gone wrong, so I thought I'd just start with that. What's falling off now?
Nothing. Just take us to the bridge. The direct route, please.
Where's your bucket? More importantly, where did you find my Sharpie?
That's what we need to talk about.
You can give me back that pen now, by the way.
Please don't.
Do you think I'm an idiot?
Well, obviously your plan to keep it away from her worked brilliantly.
She's very fast.
I'm very fast. And also, armed.
Yes, we know.
And now I don't know where Colin is. Wait, are you waving?
You see me?
No, I can feel the breeze. You're coming awfully close. Ouch!
Sorry.
In 1879, the Indianapolis Journal reported a meteorite had crashed through the roof of Leonidas Glover, and then through Leonidas Glover. His daughter found him the next morning in fragments. The meteorite, covered in blood and bits of the unfortunate Mr. Glover, took up residence in the window of Joe Perry's drugstore, where it was viewed by thousands of fascinated and horrified passers-by. Many believed that aliens had hitched a ride aboard that meteorite and came to live among the humans in Indiana. The story was eventually revealed to be a hoax to sell newspapers. The aliens had been there for centuries already. You've been listening to Bonnie Brantley as Jesse, Kevin Hall as Greg and Felonious, Eric Perry as Joe, Dr. von Habersetzer, Mr. Southers, and Howard, Erie Alexander as Julie, David S. Deere as Dr. Theo Brome, Aaron Clark as Le Bichon Frise, Tim Sheerburn as Colin, Buck, and Emily, Richard Cowan as Leet and Tiberius, June Clark Eubanks as the Albatross, Shannon Perry as Olivia and Madeline, and me, Richard Nadolny, as your narrator. Our theme music and other music are by John Faley. Our artwork is by Lucas Elliott. Oz 9 is written and produced by Shannon Perry. Our Patreon is currently paused during this difficult time, but if you want to support us, we'd love for you to buy some Oz 9 merchandise on TeePublic or shoot us a one-time Ko-fi at ko-fi.com/Oz9podcast, all one word. And thank you to P. Tamsin and Amy Kim Cole for the delicious Ko-fi. Until next time, Space Monkeys, narrator out.
A, B, C, D, E, F, this. If I have to sing this stupid song one more time.
Good news, you don't. A group of podcast types have come together to bring you this collection of 20-second stories, interviews, and other ear candy to wash your hands by. For more information, go to listenrinserepeatpodcast.com. Stay safe, stay well, and listen, rinse, repeat.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Are you there?
I think I'm getting something.
Why are you recording?
For science. Did you hear that?
We're a little off schedule. Maybe it's the aliens.
I'm studying electromagnetic phenomena and anomalies.
I don't think losing people is scary. I just don't want to do it anymore.
Just together with you.
Radio check. Who's this?
I didn't do it.
You never do anything.
We should still be secure.
Are you safe?
The walkies again.
Who are you?
Comfort.
I am not doing it on purpose.
You can't bullshit.
I am not doing it on purpose.
Stop. Stop.
Oh, God. I don't like this. I don't like this.
What the hell was that?
I'm not supposed to know that. We're supposed to be innocent.
I feel an ending coming.
Oracle, a sci-fi anthology podcast set in the not-so-distant future. Season 2, Transmission, available in bi-monthly episode releases starting July 1st, 2023. Or listen now to Season 1, Iris, wherever you get your podcasts.